up now.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to a rainy February the 17th, the day after President's Day, the day after your holiday for all those people that were able to take off, sleep in, but still listen to the show. This is Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. We're getting a lot of rain. But I'm joined today.
Fabulous.
Joined today by our producer, Frosty.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I understand is that right now we have 66% of our rain that we need for the year, as of today. And soulmate, Linda Bott.
Good morning. We'll take 66. A couple things that I've been going over, and I'm not quite sure. Maybe somebody could call 221-1402, call the station, and find out if our local stations are, in fact, have switched over. I do know that, according to my sources, that Chico and Redding, I think that must be Fox, Channel 9, have switched over. But today is the official day. However, President Obama did sign a bill to delay the nationwide switch from analog to digital to June 12th. So I'm not exactly sure. And the reason being that the federal program helped subsidize the cost of the digital converter boxes with coupons ran out of money, leaving little time for consumers to get ready for the changeover. So let's see if that's affected you.
I think they put millions of dollars into that program. I don't know if it was 60 or 600. I think the 6 was in there someplace. But the way that they were spending money, it could be 600. So.
Kind of like unemployment. But the other thing, Starbucks. You all know that if you've ever gone into Starbucks and it became a favorite place of yours, as you were economizing, you had to stop with the $4 latte. Well, in order to keep up with the time, Starbucks has come up with something that's going to be taking effect here soon, where you can go in for a bowl of oatmeal, a roll, and a coffee for $3.99.
Well, it's about time. You know, the fact is that Starbucks has been shutting down like 600 of their stores, but you know what? Still like our local coffee emporiums better.
Actually, $3.95. Excuse me, there's a 4 cents discrepancy there.
Oh, okay.
Also, NPR. I mean, not NPR, NRA. Big difference there.
Da-da-da-da! Da-da-da-da! Yeah, you know, they both are conservative groups, you might say. Oh, no, NPR. Oh.
I just
who
wanted to see
to
if you were listening.
Well, who listens to NPR anyway?
Here's the outrage
of the
week.
If they listen to us, they don't listen to them.
This week's outrage comes from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, where Beaver Dam school officials placed middle school teacher Betsy Ramsdale on administrative leave following the discovery of a photograph of the teacher with the firearm on the teacher's personal Facebook page.
Okay, now, when is enough enough, people? Just because she had a picture on her Facebook page, not that she brought one in, not that she advocated it, just because she had a picture.
Okay,
right?
When they say a concerned staff member, why don't they just say a fink?
Why don't they say somebody that tried to go out with her and she turned him down?
Yeah, just say somebody who finked on her. Like, you know, just give me a break.
You know what?
That stinks.
When is political correctness enough? Oh, you have a photo of somebody with a rifle. Oh, or a gun, or a weapon. Oh, my God, suspend them from work. I mean, come on.
I know.
It's like listening to Dugan Barr this morning, which I don't usually, but I got stuck in a car with it, and I do listen to our station, saying that the fairness doctrine needs to come back. Hey, Dugan, how about this? How about there's 100 lawyers in Reading, and you don't get your choice of lawyers. You're forced to go to another lawyer just because it's not fair that one lawyer get all the business. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Sounds like you're on a roll there, Carl.
Well, it all started early. I was attacked by elk killer this morning. It ripped my lip off. It's Carl Underbot here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. 221-1402. And guess what? The phone lines are backed up.
We got a special guest with us, too.
Just for a couple minutes, so join us on the other side.
Welcome back. back. It's Carla Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio. This is KQMS News Talk 1400. 221-1402. The calls are, all the lines are lit up. I think we should go right to the phones.
Lee, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm a vet. Excuse me. And I was on the internet looking at Craigslist, and there's something on there that's kind of disturbing, and I thought maybe you should pull it up and read it. I'm not going to trash anybody, but it's under Ace Hardware Manager fired a war veteran out of spite. It's on Craigslist under sporting goods.
Okay, that's in Reading, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And maybe you should take a look at it.
Well, we're going to look at it right now. We're going to pull it up. And what's it under, sporting goods?
It's under sporting goods.
Sports, okay.
And it says Ace Hardware Manager fired a war veteran out of spite. Highway 273.
Well, let's see. Tyranny expected or something like that. We're gonna, I tell you what, we'll take a look at that, and I appreciate your phone call, and we'll see what we can see what we come up with later on in the show, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. I was kind of annoyed by it, so I thought you might be interested in it.
Okay, I see it here. Okay, we're going to take a look at this and see what exactly happened, and we'll just see if it's if that's what happened, or if it's just something somebody wrote about. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much, Lee.
Bye bye.
Bye. Lena.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Lena's going to talk about
genealogy. Tell us what's going on. What's this exciting event that we've got here in Reading?
Well, the Reading Family History Center is having the Heritage Fair 2009 in Search of Your Roots on Saturday, February 28th. And the fair is at the LDS Church Building across from Enterprise High School.
Okay, and tell us the times. Is there a cost? And
yep, there is. Registration starts at 7:45 in the morning. No pre-registration is required. Opening program starts at 8:30. The classes start at 9:10, and they end at 4. They go throughout the day. There is a $10 fee, but it includes all the class handouts and the classes and a hot lunch.
Okay, so when you say class, does somebody come in with, let's say, the dates of their parents' birthdays or their grandparents, whatever they know? What is being taught in the class, and are you going to be doing research there on the premises?
We don't usually do research the day of the Heritage Fair, although the library is open and people are welcome to use it for genealogy research. But the classes that are that day, they range from beginning to intermediate to advanced. Genealogy research, such as DNA, our digital genealogy, immigration, city directories, newspapers, census records, taking a genealogy vacation. There are about 35 classes. We have 13 instructors, and you can bring your laptops if you'd like. There's a computer class on getting used to using the computer, some basic genealogy help and research and software programs as well.
Wow. Now, I understand you did some research.
I did.
On somebody sitting in the office here in our studio.
I did. I think that I did some research on Linda's family. And
I'm honored, first of all. and this was just a kind of a fun thing like, well, Lena, can you just, my father's name is Lee Thomas Snook. And while we were on the phone, you went with his birthday, my mother's birthday, and my grandfather's birthday, correct?
Actually, I didn't have your mother's information, but I did have some of your father's information, and I did find his father and also his father, who had six children. And then I found his father. And
which one of them came across on that criminal ship?
I didn't come up with any records like that.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think. I think the Snooks were hard workers. So his father's father was, so it would be my great-great-grandfather.
That's correct. So we've got Homer, which is your grandfather, and then his father is also named as Homer, and he had six children. And then his father's name was Andrew C., and he was born in Maryland in 1854. And then his father was Jacob, and he had 10 children. And he was born in Maryland in 1834.
Wow.
Yeah, and we were able to find some census records.
What records?
Census records.
Census.
Which we found through Record Search Pilot at FamilySearch.org. We also used footnote.com, which is an access portal that we use through the Family History Center Services Portal, which people can use free at the Family History Center.
Now, you're going to be having this kind of assistance to help people find their roots, right, this weekend?
Yeah, we do have staff members that will be there throughout the day. The Family History Center, like I said, will be open during the fair. There will be staff members there at the Family History Center, but most of our focus on Saturday the 28th will be for classes so that people can get information to help them do research, where to start, where to find their ancestors, what kind of records are helpful just for research, and what kind of records are helpful for sources, because there's a difference in those functions.
Yeah. Hey, Alina, we've got to take a quick break here. We've got some other people on the phone, but we want to finish this up when we come back from the break here. But this is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402, and we'll get to everybody after this break. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Lindabad, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law. He's located at 1350 Placer Street. Rob specializes in civil, criminal, and also bankruptcy. And you know, he gets out, he's going to fight for you, he's the man to go to. And he believes in freedom of speech. Lena?
Yes.
Okay. What else about Linda did you find? of course, that goes back to 1834. I mean, what's left, really?
Oh, well, there's lots of things. In fact, because I didn't get any information from the maternal side, there's, you know, lots of records that we could search and see if we can find more about the maternal line, because although I did find names for her maternal line, I couldn't find a lot of records, because really when you do genealogy, you need to start with yourself and what you know and then go back from there. And so we did find lots of information, though, so I'm happy to...
Well, how interesting, you know, and the thing, my grandmother did come over on the boat. She immigrated from Croatia. And so you think about Ellis Island and all the people that came from this great land of ours, our great nation is we're all immigrants of some sort that came from another part of the world. And I just think what you're doing with the Family Heritage Week is fantastic. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Carla Lindabad. It's 40 degrees out. It's 8:25. We're talking with Lena from the Family Heritage. Give us the stats one more time, and thank you for your call.
Oh, no problem. The Heritage Fair is going to be on Saturday, February 28th. The registration starts at 7:45. Classes and the opening program begins at 8:30. The classes go throughout the day. There's a $10 fee, which includes the handouts and the hot lunch and the classes. And there are many classes in regards to record search, making sense of census records, writing personal histories. The Family History Center is located across from Enterprise High School at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And they are open from Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 9 to 3. They're open Saturdays from 10 to 2. And if people want more information about the fair, they should call 222-4949, which is the phone number for the Family History Center.
We'll put this up on our website, too, Lena. And we really appreciate this. And it's a good way for people to go there. You do this every year. It's a good way for people to go back and research their roots.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. Yeah. It's great information to help us do research.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for calling.
We'll be in touch. Thank you.
Bill, thanks for waiting.
Yeah, hi. How are you today?
I'm fine, Bill. Thanks for waiting.
Okay, great. I was good. You had a great show yesterday. I was thinking about calling, but I didn't want to get the military man that's doing the Arlington funerals involved in a different conversation. So well, what I want to call about is maybe I'm getting really thin-skinned as a Cal vet, but I've noticed something about this president, and I'm curious of whether I'm the only one that's noticed it and how he interacts with the military, particularly around Air Force One. What I'm seeing is every president has a protocol, so military acts the way they're told.
Right.
But with this guy, it seems like the high Pentagon official that accompanies him is having to stand 2 to 3 foot to his left, 2 to 3 foot behind him, and the president seems to not look. He looks center and he looks to the right. He doesn't seem to recognize this guy. I see no interaction verbally with him. And he has a tendency, our president, to stick his left hand in his left pocket, which I would take that as kind of disrespecting his left side. anyway, maybe I'm thin-skinned, but the thing that really, I'm really kind of ticked a little bit about is it's always when that Pentagon official come to the bottom of the stairs of the airplane, Air Force One, he slid over to the left with the other two guards that were there, military guards. Okay, in this administration, he is required, he's required, he's standing 2 to 3 steps from the president in the center of the stairway at attention when our President Obama turns his back on this military high guy. He throws a hand salute to the back of our president as the president walks up to the top of the stairs of the airplane, and he doesn't take his hand salute down until the president turns back around. Now, you know, I'm a Cal vet, didn't spend a lot of time in service, 3 years, volunteered. But to me, that's a total disrespect of a military man to say, I'm going to turn my back on you. You salute me and hold it. So anyway, maybe I'm the only one that noticed it.
I tell you what, we've got to take a hard break here, Bill, but I tell you what I'm going to do is, thanks for the phone call, but we're going to address this when we come back on the other side, because there may be another side to this too that I've also noticed, but we've got to take a break here, but thank you so much for your phone call, and thanks for listening. We will talk about this on the other side.
Okay, should I hang up?
Yeah, I'll just take it
on. Thank you very
much. All right, thanks a lot, Bill. Hey, look, this is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. This portion of our show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley run the finest tobacco emporium in the North State, including the finest walk-in humidor you're going to find, and their employees are knowledgeable and helpful and happy people. They also have Espresso Joe's, give you any type of coffee you want. That's the local coffees that we go to get our coffee. So, Joe and Shelley, great Americans, local business. All right, just talk a little bit about what Bill just talked about Obama. Now, I have also seen Obama walking, but also talking with his military advisor or whoever's there with him, you know, alongside. You in the military, the senior officer or person is always on the right-hand side. The junior is on the left. And that goes back a long, long time ago. It had to do with, swords and shields and everything else. But it's if you look at the way it's supposed to be done, if the senior's walking, the junior is to the left and a step behind. That's just the way it is. And that guards the flank of that senior officer. You know, and like I say, it goes back a long ways. Now, turning his back, whatever, going up the stairs, that could be something you salute to, he gets to the top of the stairs. That could just be under the protocols they do. It's like when they come off, the Marine will salute him and then make a turn to the left. Or turn to the right, depending on what it is. And then the last thing I can say is he's new. You know, he's never been in the military. I don't think the military has been his favorite, cup of tea. I think that he is trying to learn. And I will give him the benefit of the doubt on this. I'd much rather see him do something like help our veterans here in the North State by putting a CAT scan type machine up here, an MRI machine up here in the clinic, so our veterans don't have to go all the way down to Sacramento. I'd much rather see that. But I do not believe that this man is dumb.
Can I jump in here?
Sure.
It's odd. I mean, it's funny how we just got this call, a caller regarding, the saluting. And remember, it was just last night, President Obama is coming down Air Force One, and he salutes when he gets to either the top or the bottom. And my feeling, I said to you, was, God, that's weird. It just is a feeling in my stomach. I mean, I am behind the president. He's my president. I guess I have this thing that, it's like, unless you've been there, it's really hard to understand what these other people have gone through. And I've not, but I think I've always felt that if you're going to be president of the United States, that you should have done military time. That's always been a feeling as part of the structure of what our country has been formed and how it's been formed, that our president who leads us should have done some military time. Yeah. Bottom line for me.
Well, I feel like there's it's part of that buy-in that you have in our society. But Bill, I think that you're perfectly right in noticing something like this and saying, you know, is this something that he's doing because he has a disdain for the military? And I don't believe that. And the reason is that Obama's not stupid. He's a very bright man. I don't think he would do something like that. I think that maybe he doesn't know all the protocols right now. And that, or he knows, are the correct way of doing things. But you know what? He's got a couple of aides there, senior military aides that are going to help him through this. But thanks, you know, thanks for noticing that. And with that in mind, Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I just had to call and say congratulations for not passing that idiotic budget that they had down there in the legislature. By the same token, I think they're still derelict in their duties of doing the right thing.
Cut their pay until they come up with a budget.
I agree with it.
I mean, they're not paying us. They're not paying people. They're going back. You know, Schwarzenegger's part about, hey, I'm going to lay off 20,000 people or 10,000 people, which is, you know, which of course is just a threat because even if he signs the paper today, it doesn't take effect for like 6 months. What California's waiting is that bailout money. So those people in Montana and Wyoming who watched their funding, watched what they were doing, didn't spend more than they had, unlike us, those taxpayers in Wyoming, South Dakota, Montana, they're going to pay for us in la-la land out here.
Well, the amazing thing is, you know, a private corporation, if they were doing that, would either be bankrupt or the people would be in jail.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. I don't even know where to begin to start blaming people on this, but it goes so far back, and it starts, you know, even Time Magazine said Bill Clinton had a part of this, you know, of this catastrophe we're in, and they're absolutely right. You know, it started, you know, there with Clinton, but it started with Carter. I mean, they should have had Carter in this. But going back to our problem we're having right now in our budget is that I understand is that here we are in the worst economic times that we've had in a long time, and our state legislators want to raise our taxes about $1,100 per taxpayer in the state with all these new taxes they want. $1,100 a year.
You realize it'll actually be more.
Oh, yeah.
Respects. Another thing is, you know, out of one side of their mouth, they're saying they want to take care of the little guy, you know, the guy that's not rich and the guy who is living down on the poverty level and that kind of thing. In the same token, they turn right around and they start stacking all these taxes on gasoline, taxes on, you know, commodities that people have to go buy.
Sales tax. Items. That's right.
You know, all you guys that think that a dollar buys a vote and then you turn around and you treat these people like that, they're not idiots. You're not going to get a vote.
Well, you know, Daniel, I can't help but think that this has been going on a long time, and we keep putting the same people back in there. The best thing we ever did was go to term limits, so that we could at least get them out after like 12 years.
Well, I've told you before, you know, when you get money up there in front of a congressman or a senator or in the legislature, they just treat it like green crack.
It is. You know, I use that term all the time. Hey, Daniel, thank you so much for your phone call. You know, okay. I don't know how to get them off that either, but you know what? You know, if they needed one more vote to be able to raise our taxes and do all this other stuff, and they didn't get it. But you know what? They're offering bribes right now, and you know it. Now, okay, you can't call it a bribe maybe, but we'll do something for your district if you do, you know, if you vote for this. You know that's going on.
Well, they need to think of Nancy Reagan and say no.
Just say no. Okay.
Thanks for your call, Daniel.
Thanks a lot, Daniel.
By the way, we are streaming live, kqms.com, and also we want to drive you to our website, which is freefireradio.com. Drop us an email. Let us know what your thoughts are and what you would like to hear on the radio as far as special guests. And we'll make it happen for you as best that we can.
All right. Now, this is Carlin DeBott on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have people on the lines, and we will get to you as soon as we get back from these breaks.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KQMS News Talk 1400. This portion of the show brought to you by New Image Photography. They are our photographers of choice. Did our wedding pictures. Anything that we want to have where we can look pretty darn good.
Photoshop.
Yeah, array for Photoshop. These guys are great. Dan and Julia, 2655 Park Marina If you're in the market to get some fabulous shots, go to New Image Photography. Let's go to the phones. Jay, what is up with you today?
I was thinking about what you were saying, Linda, about you thinking that a politician, especially the commander-in-chief, should have military experience. It's been said that diplomacy is the art of saying good doggy until you can find a bigger stick. And I think that that's really true. I mean, throughout history, great nations and empires have only been created by force of arms and the willingness of the citizenry to use them. So if you're going to control the military and you're going to send people into, let's face it, to kill and be killed, then you need to have an understanding of what you're doing.
You know,
thank you. I mean, I think you said it beautifully.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, that I think that having some kind of national service behind you, I would prefer it to be the military, because I tell you what, you have a tendency to maybe either hesitate a little bit because you know the results of when you send people in, or you will send people in faster because you know what happens if you delay. So you're absolutely right, Jay. Thanks.
Let's face it. When you show me, I apologize for interrupting, but you show me a empire or a nation in the modern days that is run by bureaucrats, and I'll show you somebody who's going down. You show me ones who are run by soldiers, and I'll show you one that's going up.
Interesting.
I mean, President Jackson,
yep.
Grant. I mean, you go through the history of some of our best presidents. They were all soldiers.
Or they'd had military experience. You're right. So, hey, Jay, thank you so much for your phone call, and we've got the phone lines backed up here.
Have a great day, guys.
You too,
thank
Jay.
You. Gary.
Hello.
You're up.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I've got a bunch of things that are bothering me about what the federal government is doing. And number one is that the stimulus package that was just passed, so-called stimulus package, requires that all your medical records be nationalized. Number two, the bank bailout has got the federal government in control. Now they have all of your financial records. I'm just kind of concerned if they have all of your records, what they're going to do with those and which way you can go with all of this. Number three is, I don't know if you've heard of House Bill 45, which is put forth by a congressman from Illinois. I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, but he was an ex-Black Panther who was incarcerated for weapons violations, and this bill incorporates a massive change in the amount of bureaucratic paperwork to simply own a gun.
Yeah, including background checks, fingerprints, and you have
everything.
To have a photo ID.
Yeah, and
that's another way of registering us and registering weapons.
Yeah, and then, of course, the ban on guns that Washington, D.C. tried to put through went down by the Supreme Court, but Obama's only two judges away from changing that.
And one of them's sick.
Yep, and then there's the Fairness Doctrine, who silences any voice of dissent. I was wondering if anybody remembers the name Hugo Chavez. And what he has just done, and kind of the way we're going here, in my estimation.
Well, what Hugo did was he silenced his opposition, and he did silence his opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they just passed a new resolution that says he can be like president for life.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if all it takes is a Congress that is all Democratic and a few Supreme Court judges to put in a constitutional amendment.
Let me just say that not all Democrats. Or would vote for something like that. I mean, there are ones out there, Reid, Pelosi, those, but there's others that are pro-gun, there are others that are pro-hunting, you know, that they're pro-America in the sense that, you know, they believe in keeping individual rights. So it's not just the Democrats. We've got some Republicans out there, if I remember right, that kind of swayed over and voted for this spending bill.
Well, only three senators.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that they're not just rhinos, but that's beside the point.
Hey, Gary, I've got the phone lines backed up here, but you've made some really good points. And you know, we're going to be talking about all of them here in the upcoming days, especially H.R. 45, because I think that could be a real danger to all of us. And the other thing, too, about this health bill is that the government can then come in and tell doctors what kind of treatment that you can get. And that's something that we really need to worry about, because they could cut off treatment or fine the doctor for giving you certain types of treatment.
That's true. And what they what they will look at is whether the longevity of the patient after the treatment is cost effective.
Yeah, so if you're over 60, start worrying.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot. That's
I think I know Al.
Al, good morning.
Hey, this is Uncle Al, the kiddie's pal, brother.
Hey, Bunky. Now, this
hey,
for you.
Up?
Hey, for you people that don't know this, this is Al Broussard. Al was my bunkmate going through officer candidate school in 1972, and so Al and I have been friends and partners since, gosh, as long as I can remember. So, how are you doing there, partner?
Doing great. I'm listening to you live from Louisville. Beautiful sunshiny day out here. I hear you're getting a little bit of rain.
A little bit. We've got we've had like, I don't know, 163 inches. I've built an ark in the backyard. So how you doing, Al?
I'm doing great. I'm just calling to tell you I've been listening to your show and enjoying it immensely, and sitting here and enjoying my retirement, brother.
Yeah. Al has the distinction of being the oldest person ever to go through officer candidate school.
Thanks a lot.
So we all called him Daddy.
Love
him. Hey, Al, thanks so much for calling me.
Just wanted to let you know that we're listening.
Well, thank you so much, and you know what?
How cool is that?
You know what? He's one of my best friends, and I know that if I ever need anything, Al would be there.
Hey, Linda, you take care of this guy.
Hey, I do it. Trust me, I try to do a good job of it, and I'm looking so forward to meeting you one day.
Listen, this guy needs all the help he can get. But I love what you're doing down there, and you guys are doing a great job.
Hey, thanks a lot, Al.
I'll sign off now.
All right. Hey, out
Semper
here.
Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi. Well, what can I say?
Brings tears to my eyes.
Hey, this is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We got the phone lines backed up. We'll get to you as soon as the break's over.
Welcome back. You're listening to Live. Well, actually, we are live, aren't we?
Well.
Carl and Linda. Free Fire Raider, KQMS News Talk 1400. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the experts in everything you could possibly want in diamonds, gemstones, jewelries, watch repair. 2225 Hilltop Drive, that is Four Winds Jewelry. Tomorrow, our special guest is Barry Clausen. He's an author. He also helped bring down the Unabomber. This guy is an interesting cat, so you're going to want to definitely tune in, because he is going to talk about his upcoming book that you've been poring over those pages.
That's right. Hey, Greg, thanks for waiting. We're in rapid fire.
Yes, hello. Well, I think it's outrageous that this bill was passed without anyone really reading it. You know, the skinny is that supposedly was published in the middle of the night and then voted on the next morning. And 1,100 pages without being read. The other thing is, with all of this debt being sold, I heard an earlier caller worrying about the military might of this country. I think the next military is going to be without a penny, because all that will happen is the foreign countries that are purchasing our debt will just say, pay me, otherwise be quiet, because we will not be able to afford to move the military. We'll just economically be quieted.
Well, I think you said that the Chinese got like $1.6 trillion of our debt, and I think also is that the they looked at making a 10% cut in the defense appropriations bill. So, you know, maybe you're right there, Greg. Maybe they've already started.
Outrageous.
Well, you know what? You know, I think the reason they had to push it through and vote so fast is that, you know, every day more and more opposition, including, you know, the Congressional Budget Office said that this is going to cost us money in the long run. So,
well, I tried to call the three senators that were interested, that were the most interested in voting for this, and simply either had the phone ring or the phone just simply go dead. They had no interest in getting input.
Well, they probably were getting a million phone calls too. So,
yeah, but still, if they were really interested in getting input, they would have made other abilities to get people's voices heard.
Well, you know what? I don't think that they really wanted to hear, Greg. I think you're right.
Yeah, they didn't want to hear.
Yeah,
that's correct.
To. Okay, hey, thanks a lot, Greg. Got one more here.
Thank you.
You bet. Tom.
Hey, don't you find it kind of interesting, the same people that wanted to comb through a renewal of the Patriot Act because that was passed in such a rush or in such a big hurry to pass this thing?
Well, you know what? It's because it's the different side.
That depends on what side you're on.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. You know what? But it's the same people.
Don't want anybody to have any ID to vote to see whether you're a citizen or not. Now want to throw you through 1,000 hoops to buy a gun. The same people. Did you hear what Bill Clinton said the other day? There should be some kind of forced media accountability.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that. You know, in other words, the same people that a few years ago said, oh, it's okay to burn a flag, throw bottles and bricks and everything and riots back in the Vietnam War, are now leading the crusade to shut up talk radio. I mean, these guys ought to be stripped right out for what they are.
Well, you know, the thing is that in some cases, and many, many cases, and these people are coming out, it's freedom of speech is only good if it supports your side.
Yeah,
and then if it doesn't support your side, then let's just put it away. Instead of letting the people change the channels or not listen to them and let the free market take care of this, no, they're going to take charge of what we listen to. And I tell you what, I'm going to fight it every second of the day.
Well, I don't need their medicine because I think it'll kill us.
Yeah.
And we don't have to worry about getting socialism. That's exactly what we've got now. And I think we're just going to get away on the installment plan. Did you see the latest update on the national
Tom, we got a break.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, look, this is Carl in the Bot here on Free Fire Radio, and we're getting ready to end this day.
Wow.
Well, you know what? People are getting outraged, and I don't blame them. This is Carl in the Bot here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And you know what? It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?